Hey there, besties. We missed you. Welcome back to One Mutual Friend, where we explore the musings and connections of the people we do know and the people we've yet to meet. Today, we have the wonderfully talented Savannah Rudy. She is a New York and LA-based photographer known for her dreamy, colorful, and surreal style. Her work has been seen in Cosmopolitan, Paper Mag, Nylon, Refinery 29, and Dazed, just to name a few. Originally from Minneapolis, Savannah started her career fresh out of college 8 years ago when she moved into New York City. Stick around as we pick the brain of our favorite Aquarian goddess, discussing her high-profile clientele, power creators, and how body positivity and mental wellness is a priority not only in her work, but in her day-to-day. For now, we're your hosts, Brandy
and Aline.
Let's get into it.
Who's got queen energy?
Wow, I almost said Samantha.
Samantha Jones.
I wish.
Have you guys been watching the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard defamation case?
I was addicted to it. I had it on in the background while I was working for a couple of days.
Yeah.
That shit's wild. So, like, okay. So, I saw all the memes and stuff on social media, and I'm like, why are people bashing this girl who's, like, in an abusive relationship? Like,
right.
That's, like, you know, like, believe her first kind of thing, like, thinking that I had. And then I watched it, and I'm like, what? Bitch, what?
Yeah. I was uninterested until I saw the shitting on the bed thing. And then I was like, wait, what?
I wasn't really interested until, I guess, she claimed that he was abusive and she had bruises. And she was like, I always keep this Milani palette in my purse. And the people of TikTok always expose you. They were like, Milani came forward. We're like, we didn't release that palette till 2016.
Wait, what? I didn't even know about
this. Yes, dude. Like, she was like, I use this to cover up bruises. I've had it in my purse since we were dating. But I don't know. One of the funniest things to me is I feel like I relate because some of my most traumatic relationships were short-lived, but they were only married 15 months.
Oh, really?
I didn't even realize that. What?
15 months.
That's news.
And all this drama went down.
Wow. I mean, I'm always a fan of him since Edward Scissorhands.
Same.
Like, oh, absolutely. Like,
I feel bad,
Tim Burton
though.
And Johnny Depp, that combo has always been, like, it's, like, strong in my heart. Yeah. Sure.
I've taken the stance of they both suck. That's, like, my...
No, absolutely.
...stance.
Yeah. I mean, they both suck. Like, she's definitely psycho. Like, they're both kind of, like fucked up to be, like... I think they contributed equally into the toxicity of that relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, I didn't want to talk about this subject because I feel like I'm always in a position where, like, as females and people in general, we should believe women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of shitty women.
Yeah. It's so hard.
Not that I'm a Girl Scout, but, like, I know some women who have just manipulated their way through situations, and they kind of rue it for the actual victim.
Yeah, I've been not great in my life, so
yeah. I'm not perfect either.
I'm definitely not perfect. I definitely have been in like in social scenes where I've known girls to, like you said, manipulate situations I have witnessed women lie about, you know, bad things like sexual, like
assault,
people,
rape,
assault, like things like that. And so, like, to witness that firsthand, it's hard.
Oh my gosh, I know. I mean, like, any of my longtime friends that know me, they know I was close to someone who was also sued for defamation because she claimed that this famous person raped her, and it was, like, a big thing on the internet. But it's just like, I know you, and I have to be like, yes, I'm here for you, but I fully know you lied.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that kind of thing too in my life, but I'll always just take the woman's side, but at the same time, it's so confusing. So.
It's so confusing. It is confusing. And it makes me feel like a shitty friend and a shitty woman because I'm like...
It makes me feel shitty that I know someone lied, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard. It's hard.
It's hard. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, if it's hard, I mean, I think it's hard for a lot of people.
Because I want to believe women, but I know shitty women.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a moral dilemma for sure.
Yeah.
Moral
dilemma. It's so interesting, this case. I haven't really been following it, but just all of these character witnesses that get pulled to the stand and be like, tell me what you know about Amber. Tell me what you know about Johnny. What are they like? And it's... I'm just thinking about, like, if I was in that situation, what friends would be pulled on the stand? What would they say about me? And I'm like,
dog. I don't have friends. Don't call anybody.
Yeah, don't call my friends.
Yeah, it's just, it's crazy. But I know, in the end of the day, I would not get a nickname or a meme made about me, Amber Turd.
Oh
God! No, that's when I started looking into it. I was like, "Wait, she shit on his bed." Okay.
I think the one like part of everything that made me be like, "Okay, fuck this bitch," was whenever he was like down and out, and he's like threatening to like cut himself. He's like, "I have nothing else to give you except like my own blood."
Yeah.
And then she's like, "Don't do that! Don't do that! Don't do that! That knife doesn't look sharp enough." Yeah. And I'm like, excuse me?
They
like,
both have addiction issues, clearly.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Clearly.
Johnny Depp grew up in, like, a very tortuous upbringing. Like, his mom was the abusive one. Mm-hmm. His mom abused his dad. His mom abused him. And I think that's why he had this, like, trauma bond with Amber. But I think she is kind of fucked up because... when she wouldn't get in these positions where she's like, oh my God, like needing attention, like her histrionic traits, personality disorder was just like trying to get under his skin. And she'd be like, if you do this, I'm going to kill myself. And like, that's his mom did that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's trigger warning, everyone. It's just, it's too close.
Yeah.
It's too close to home.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's intense. It's intense. Cause like, it's like looking back at some toxic, I don't know if y'all can relate to any of, like some situations that they've been in. Not all, obviously, like, I've never been in a relationship with someone sat or shat on my bed, but, like, there were certain parts of, like...
Just kidding. Yeah.
There were parts where that might have happened.
Right.
There were parts where I'm like, that reminds me of some shit that I've been through before.
Yeah.
You know? And it's kind of, like, it's intense, but it's, like, also, like, you can recognize that they're both...
They're both sick, honestly.
They both have so much trauma. And it's probably their, I don't know, extra trauma bond that they're like, I'm taking you to court.
Yeah, and they're both, like, not healing at all.
No.
Or recognizing they're just deflecting, so.
Deflecting, throwing money at things. And
Yeah.
Trying to power plays, yeah.
Exactly. In a courtroom. Oh, my goodness. But the...
Yeah. What a mess.
The it memes so are, messy. Like,
intense. Drop the case. Drop it, both of you.
So, I my question was, like, why the fuck is this trial in Virginia? And then I realized they went to trial because of an article that she was a part of for the Washington Post. So, the Washington Post is based in Virginia.
You know they still want to fuck, though.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, they're looking at each other. Yeah, like,
there's... The tension is thick.
They're going to end after this whole thing. They're definitely going to fuck.
Yeah. I think so too.
Right?
I would. Like,
I mean, that's the type of relationship that I feel
like.
They
no,
would.
They're going to do that. They're going to fully get back together.
It's
going to
be great. It's going to be great. And we're all going to be like, LOL.
There's going to be paparazzi of them like walking around, like making out.
Yeah. They're like, I guess, in like a recess right now for the trial. But.
They're in that month that you break up and then get back together.
Oh my God, I would die.
Okay, yeah, we should put money on it. I bet they get back together.
I love where your head's at. Yes.
You're like, they're gonna fuck.
Yeah, I know, but they I
this is hot.
They're all hanging out.
They think this is hot.
It is. Yeah. I'm like, down for this.
Listening to their fucking bullshit, like, yeah, they probably are like low key getting off to this.
Yeah, I think so.
The looks. So. Especially Amber's, I feel. I don't know. Is that controversial to say? But
I mean, I think the whole trial is controversial.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're all peering in on this tension and relationship.
I'm just on TikTok and started seeing it. I was like, okay, wait, what?
Yeah.
And then I was on YouTube. When I was watching it, though, I got really bored, so I couldn't really pay attention.
It's a lot.
I had to do the clip note style. I was like, who's going to summarize this for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, they like interrogated.
I went on TikTok for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They interrogated a cop for like the longest time. I'm like, this is boring.
I know. I was definitely bored.
Yeah. But it is all over the internet and Instagram and TikTok and everything. But yeah. Let me just segue here though, because it's Instagram.
What else is toxic, Brandy?
You know what's toxic? Fucking Texas. Yeah. Texas is so toxic right now. Did you know that they banned Instagram filters?
Yeah, I saw you post about that. I was like, how can they enforce that? Like, how would that be enforced? That's my question.
Location-based? I have no idea. I'm like, how
so
curious.
So Texas put a ban on the use of facial recognition devices. So all the normal filters work if it just changes the coloring or the grain. But it's if it's recognizing your face, it's banned. Because Meta previously had, I guess, used that data for just like a repository. So they're like, we're collecting facial data. And there was no consent.
Goodbye, Texas. Yeah. Like, you need to be deleted.
Yeah.
I'm over everything.
Yeah.
The Lone Star State needs to go and be its little Lone Star State.
Yeah, but I'm also like,
literally go away. You have enough land. Like, yeah. Just
this is also like a big leave. It's time. It's a big
Who's the governor there? I'm dumb, but I don't remember.
Greg Abbott.
Oh, okay. I try not to pay attention.
Yeah, he's toxic.
Texas, we don't talk to her.
We don't talk to her, and we know that she wants to like damage all our lives.
No, so. But it's gonna be a big LOL moment when you start seeing women stop posting selfie videos because they don't have this safe space to be like, I look done up.
Yeah.
I look snatched thanks to this Russian filter.
I feel like it's gonna you're gonna get like migrate to TikTok, migrate to Snapchat.
They're gonna migrate.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed a difference in myself since filters came out that I'm, like, self-conscious without filters.
Same.
Yeah. And I used to be totally, like, whatever about my face.
Yeah.
And aging and whatever. It's so, I think ageism is a huge part of them. I don't think it's anyone's job to censor that. I think it's
absolutely
our job to decide if we can recognize if we are being affected by filters. I don't think anyone needs to damage, like, anyone needs to censor that. And, like, cause
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Like,
I can tell if it's recognizing my face. Let me be the judge of that.
Yeah, I don't think they need to ban the filter. I think they just need to literally sign something that says, like, yes, because you're using this filter, we are putting your facial recognition technology into an AI system for
Instagram
our
terms
base.
I low-key think it's superficial reasons, too. I feel like there's other reasons why they're doing that. So I feel like Texas is so conservative and so bullshit.
They want to control women's bodies. They want to control our faces.
Yeah, control what you post on the internet. Like, your bodies. Yeah.
You want to decide what my uterus does and what I do with my face now.
Fuck that.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
And I was entertaining the thought of moving back to Texas.
No. Like, last episode, literally.
No. Literally, I was like, maybe I will. And then I'm like, no.
Yeah. I love the
solely
southern
for the filter.
I love Southern Charm. I love the idea of that. It seems so cute to me, and I love it.
Yeah.
But then I think about it more, and I'm like, I can't associate it with it. Like, it's just too much conservative agenda.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. You could just be toxic like me and, like, fix your face to match your filter.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
no, me
Botox
too.
Lips, the makeup.
No, I'm like, Botox. I have it all,
too. I like, did my makeup today, and I, like, put the filter on that I like, and I was like, it looks the same.
Ooh.
Winning.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
ain't get lying me.
Yeah, no, I did, like, a bunch of Botox and filler and whatever, and I was talking to my friend, and I was like, oh, lately I like my face better. I think I'm just, like, you know, I've been going to the gym and stuff. And he's like, you just spent like $3,000 on your face. And I was like,
your face is good.
I was like, okay, yeah, it's filler.
Yeah, we love it. We love to see it. We value it. Speaking of, like, being snatched.
Yes.
Hillary Duff, guys.
Oh my my God. She went the opposite of Texas, and she's like, you know what? Expose it all. Like,
so I didn't... So she was just in Women's Health magazine?
Yes. And she naked. She just posed nude for Women's Health magazine, and it is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, she looks good.
I love Hilary Duff. I might have mentioned this before. I aspire to be her. Because she's so unproblematic and classy, and, like, this was, like, I ate it the fuck up.
Yeah, I've never seen her like that.
I did not need to eat today. I was so satisfied by these photos.
Damn. Like,
she looks amazing.
Did you read the article or, like, anything she was standing for? Because I didn't. I just saw the photos.
No, I did not. I just saw all the hot pictures.
Yeah, she looks good.
Stan.
Yeah.
I need to read it though, maybe one day.
I wanna read it because I wanna know what she's standing for, choosing to pose nude.
She's always been so tasteful. She's a mom. And strategic and strategic in the things that she does. And I don't know. I just really respect the woman, and I love this that she's just like. I feel like the older she gets, the more like she comes into her own power.
Absolutely.
And I don't know. This was just like. Peak for me. I I posted it to my stories with like the hey now.
Oh yeah, Lizzie McGuire.
And like on my 10-minute walk from the train to the office, like I played it. Like I played that song and I felt on top of the fucking world.
Yeah. I don't know if I necessarily love Hilary Duff as a person because she's from Texas and I like know things about her at camp. But
oh yeah, I forgot.
She, I love her music.
Yeah.
And I think, like, I love her trajectory, too. Like, going from, like, dating someone. Wait, she married someone in Good Charlotte, right?
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Charlotte's cool. So.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
You're in Cool Boys, and now she's dating a musician still.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lesbian.
I don't remember the name of what he...
I don't even know much about her now.
Yeah.
But I do know that I hope she didn't edit herself the house down, and there's before and after pictures of her doing that. That would be problematic, though.
She seems like she's always been pretty, like, out there, like, organically. Like, she'll post an unfiltered selfie of her. Like, she's not the type to,
you know,
like,
I don't even think I follow her. I'm a follower.
Yeah, I don't even know any much about her.
I
was a huge Lizzie McGuire girl, as we all probably were.
Oh, yeah. I fucking loved Gordo.
Let the rain fall down, like, all of it, you know.
I don't follow her. All of her CDs.
I don't follow her either.
I had her CDs, and I was homeschooled, so I would spend every fucking day, like,
wait, how long were you homeschooled?
It. I was homeschooled for, like, a couple years.
I was homeschooled, too.
Really?
Only for 1 year, though.
God. Wait, where are you from?
I lived in Oregon when I was a kid.
Oh, cool.
In a small town. And then I moved to Minnesota when I was in fifth grade.
Okay.
Cool.
So when I was into Lizzie McGuire, I don't know where I lived. Probably in between.
Yeah. I was kind of going to school.
Why not?
Take a crazy chance.
I do love that song.
Do a crazy dance. I would sing it all the time.
No, I could really go for that song.
Oh my god.
I could get drunk and like the next touch tunes jukebox.
Oh my god.
Choice is going to be Lizzie McGuire and
always. It's always like I just made a new playlist on my Spotify because we've been doing way too much karaoke lately, so I'm trying to switch my songs, so I'm trying to make like a practice playlist.
Yeah. Wait, Savannah, you should shoot Lizzie McGuire.
Oh my god.
Slide into her DMs.
Oh, Hilary Duff.
Yeah.
Oh,
Lizzie McGuire.
But Hilary Duff as Lizzie McGuire. Let's do it. Yeah.
Oh my god.
A little nostalgia, please.
I totally would. I mean, I am a stan.
Slide into her DMs.
Yeah.
Slide.
But like, welcome Savannah Rudy, everyone.
I know. Mega babe and mega creator. Thanks for joining us on the show.
We're so happy to have you here on One Mutual Friend.
I'm so happy.
I know. This is my first time meeting you, and I'm so stoked.
I know. I haven't been on a podcast before, I don't think, but I don't think I have.
You could have blacked out.
I could have blacked out.
Yeah.
And it could have just been a thing, and I never knew.
Yeah, it could have been a dream, could have been somewhere. Real. No one will know.
Who's going to know?
How did you guys meet?
So, so I was actually working. I was browsing these, like, body positive hashtags for a client that I was working on, and I came across a photo shoot, and I'm like, oh my god, these photos are incredible. Who's the photographer? And I saw the photographer, and I'm like, this is in New York. And so I started browsing your page, and I'm like, Benny fucking Drama's on this page. I need
Shut
a book.
Up.
My yeah. queen.
Fucking Benny Drama. Queen. Like, love.
Wait, how did her photos populate for body positivity?
I was searching hashtags, and it was, I don't know, somebody that you shot. I don't even think I've ever talked to you about this, but that's how I found you.
Oh my God, that's awesome, amazing. And I'm so proud of that, because that's something
that's
so
Sissy would be proud of.
All about, that's like the whole point.
Yeah.
That is it.
Yeah.
That is it.
And Benny Drama's the point.
And Benny Drama. I love Benny Drama, and I'm like, she's here. I'm going to just, like, slide into her DM, see how much she costs.
Wait. Okay, so for our listeners who don't know who Benny Drama is, who the fuck is Benny Drama?
He's a comedian. He's a comedian. He makes a bunch of videos. I think he originally, like, came to fame whenever he was impersonating the Kardashians.
Right.
Yeah. And he is just a dream, like, a queer icon.
Yes.
Literally. And I don't know. I think...
I think he does Kourtney Kardashian.
He does, wow, how did I forget Travis's last name?
Parker.
Wait, who else does he do?
He does Kris Jenner really fucking funny.
Yeah, he does. Kris Jenner good.
He, like, puts on the devil horns every time he does Kris Jenner.
I just, like, blacked out and forgot all of his stuff.
See, this is why you don't remember the last podcast you did.
So you've been on a podcast before?
Yeah, see, I don't remember if I have.
Wait, he just did that really funny thing about, like, mimicking Nicole Kidman at the... At the AMC.
He's done Bratz dolls as well.
Oh yeah, and I love when he does, like, the, like, evil, like, son-in-law.
Yes, that's my favorite.
That one's really good.
Oh, yeah,
it's so good. He's tormenting his mother.
I photographed him a few times. I think. Oh, and then he did Gossip Girl too. That was really good.
Oh yeah.
I photographed him a few times. I don't think I saw that one.
I'm gonna search that.
I just like him as a person too. Like, he's just lovely to work with.
Oh, that's so great to hear.
Yeah,
so good to hear. I remember I was, like, leaving my, like, the last agency I worked for, I was, like, leaving there to, like, go work Fashion Week, and I got into the elevator, and I'm like, I know this guy. Where do I
wait? You were in the same elevator as Benny Drama?
Yeah, and then I got out of the elevator and I turn around and I'm like, Benny Drama, and the elevator's closed. It was the best day of my life. It was, honestly. Anyway, that's how I found you. And then I had to book a shoot. And I'm like, I need to book this. I don't care how much it costs. We're fucking working together. And I went and we did a shoot, and it was incredible. It's still one of my favorite shoots ever. And
It's the shoot. No, literally everyone that comes on the podcast is always like, Brandy and that cowboy hat and that shoot.
People always put on the mood boards.
It's iconic.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
People always put that one with you, like, doing this,
yes,
like, middle finger.
Yes, it's so good.
Oh, my God. I loved it. It was so funny. It made me feel so comfortable. And then while we were there, I started talking about, like, my job and, like, how we need a photographer. And she's like, yeah, I'm available.
Hey.
I'm like, what? And now I see her every week.
I know.
I love my life.
Oh, my God. I love that.
And we're, like, both Aquarius. So we were like, yeah.
Shoot, I'm surrounded by Aquarii.
What are you?
I'm an Aries.
Oh, my God. Well,
but I'm, like, surrounded. Aquarius. Wait, so Savannah, let's just dive into a little bit more about you. What was your initial attraction to getting, you know, behind the lens as a photographer? And do you have a photo muse?
Oh my God. I guess the initial attraction, I started in high school, so it just started happening. And then when I went to college, I started going for drawing and painting, and then I was, like, really, like, drawn towards photography, and, like, all my professors were basically like, you should major in this, and I was like, okay, so then I just was like, I'll just apply to internships, and I wanted to aim really big and move to New York.
Yeah.
So I interned at Refinery 29, and then I was like,
oh my God,
okay,
amazing.
Like, I guess, whoa, I'm gonna do this. And I wanted to be an editor, but then all the editors there were like, no, be a photographer. So
I love
it was
how
a struggle,
everyone's
but...
encouraged you to.
Yeah, oh, I yeah. love that you were like basically pushed into
oh, pushed.
Your role.
Literally, like shoved. Like, you need to do this.
People saw your talent. It wasn't like, you were choosing it. Some people saw your talent and were like, you should do this.
Yeah, my mom is like so supportive too. Oh, so my God, I'm so lucky.
Wait, did you go to school in the city too?
I went to school in Minneapolis at Minneapolis College of Art and Design. So
amazing.
Yeah, so I did that. And then do I have a muse?
Yeah.
I have so many different like people that I shoot. I feel like honestly, I've always shoot Brooke Candy and I love Brooke Candy and I think that she's probably the person that I photograph the most for like big publications. So I'd say Brooke Candy, honestly.
Oh my God, I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, and her eye is just crazy amazing. So she art directs so many things. And but yeah, so I basically started out from college and then was really like pushed.
Yeah.
I love that. I feel like sometimes in my career I wish I would have had more of a push. But I had to, like, search for a push.
Wow, that's so... I don't even think about it because it was so shoved. Like, you are doing this. Like, you're moving... You're doing this. Like, you're going to be a photographer. You're not going to be a drawing painting major. No.
Yeah, that's very... it's very special because I feel like so many people are lost in what they want to do. And that you had so many people in your corner because they saw who you were.
Yeah.
That's fucking rad.
And, yeah, no. I mean, my professors are still... on Instagram, like, maybe they'll listen to this, like, you know.
Yeah, they
like,
will.
They're all pushed me, so.
That's awesome.
Great. Yeah. So, like, how would you describe your personal style, and do you find there are parallels to your photography style? Like, what inspires?
With, like, the way I dress and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, how you like your home, how you like the way you look. Like, does that translate to the way you like to shoot photography and, yeah, what inspired your styles?
Yes, 100%. I feel like it all kind of...
Connects.
I mean, I like anything nostalgic, and I like also like trendy things.
Yeah.
Kind of combining that, which is a huge thing right now, so it benefits everything
I
do.
Yeah, it's big with Gen Z. They have this, like, Y2K comeback.
Yeah, and I feel like it all... No, but it all interlines, like... I don't know. Like, it all weaves together. I love interior design. Fashion is harder for me because I am not always as confident, so I can't wear the things that maybe I would dress someone in, but it's kind of, like, dress up every time I shoot. And I did that even as a kid. I used to have, like, a shitty camera that my mom bought me, and I would, like, dress people up and, like, shoot them. And it's funny that that's what I do for a living now.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's, like, always destined to be.
Yeah, it was definitely, like, when I was a kid, I have so many pictures of me dressing my friends up and, like, when I was, like, 10.
So you just had a spread in Cosmopolitan magazine.
Cosmo.
A Cosmo. Like, what?
I still haven't bought a copy, but
really,
it's okay.
I want to. I remember, like, all of our coworkers.
Wait, who was in it?
Give us.
Give us a rundown.
Oh my God, okay.
Because there are some big names. I think Huddy was one.
Huddy, my favorite was Kim Petras because I'm a huge Kim Petras fan.
Yeah.
Huge fan of Lotto. Huge fan of Flo Milli, Mark Twain, Audrey Nuna, which I also love her as of late, especially since I shot the whole thing. I have new people that I like more. Honestly, all of them were, like, so dreamy and amazing.
The whole shoot was so dreamy. I love to see those pictures. So how did this all, like, come to be?
Yeah,
like,
how did people discover you?
Honestly, I think it's a lot of personal connections that I make with people. My online thing, I make genuine connections online. I feel like a lot, talk to people. But also just being in this industry for as long as I've been in it. Like, I am 29, but I did move here at 22, and I really hit the ground at Refinery 29, so I knew a lot of editors, and I feel like it really helps. And then, like, when I do work on things, I really make sure to, like, connect with people and, like, make sure that I'm listening and, like, actually connecting and making long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful. I feel like I've worked a lot of places, and there's so many times I would say hi to people every day, but I never spent the time connecting with them, and then I would just be on to the next job. But I think it's so important to just, like, you know, just dive a little deeper with the people that you're around every day.
Yeah.
Because you never know where it's going to take you.
Yeah, and I genuinely, as a photographer too, like to get to know people. Like, it's really... I'm interested in people's lives and, like, what they've been through, and, like, that's like a part of my job. So
and now you have a weekly gig because of it.
Yeah, and I get to know oh my a lot God. Of people. I feel Sorry. Like I do get to know a lot of people, like, and they feel connected to me, like, after we shoot, and like yeah. same with people that are editors and like things like yeah. that, because I actually really do like to hear the like ins and outs of people's lives. It like intrigues me.
Yeah, and yeah. you're a very easygoing person, a very easy person to talk to, so that's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I don't like to be judgmental unless like you're like harming other people. That's yeah, the only no, way.
Like, if woke was a human, it'd be you.
That's so sweet. I have a question. Like, you say that like sometimes you're not that confident, but how do you like approach these people to create a connection, and how do you make it not awkward? I feel like a lot of people are just like, I want to talk to that person, but I feel awkward.
I don't know. I don't really have, like, I'm not very awkward about, like, me as, like, it's more, like, exterior I can be very, but I can put it aside so easily. I don't know. It's interesting, but I don't really have any.
You, like, jump into a character.
Yeah, or not even, no. I feel like I just don't doubt that, like, I can find a common ground with anyone, like if
oh my god,
if
that's beautiful. Should.
I love that too.
Or that, like, I'm not very self-conscious about my personality. I can be self-conscious about my exterior though.
Oh yeah,
but then I can get through that easily
because it's reciprocated, the energy, when you do connect with someone.
Yeah. Or yeah, I think there's so many superficial things that get in the way of like connections, right. And it's a lot about superficial issues, like, oh, I feel like this about my exterior, like a lot of people are dealing with that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, if you can just get through that and just be like, I don't care if I yeah. look terrible today, like I can still connect with this person and it doesn't really matter what we look like or whatever. Oh, totally. But it's so hard, like I think that's something yeah. that a lot of people deal with.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I deal with that all the time.
1,000,000%. Like that's probably yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, a lot of it is exterior that people struggle with, like, connecting with people because they're, like, subconscious.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, do I have something in my teeth? Do I look like this? Like,
I literally just refused to move back to Texas because I can't use a filter.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Everyone right now is insecure. No, I'm also insecure because I have, like, terrible adult acne, and I'm, like, still trying to fine-tune how that makes, or, like, how to figure it out. And some days I'm, like, cool. I yeah. don't feel my best because I'm like, you guys are staring at my skin, but you're not.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's really complicated to be confident, I think.
Yeah. It's
nobody. Some people are really born with it though, or fake it a lot.
Fake it. And yeah. it's very convincing.
Yeah, exactly.
So like many power creators, you're split between New York and LA. What do you love about each city and why? And which one do you think is better for work?
And which is better for play? And do you ever miss your hometown, Minneapolis?
Okay. Let's see.
That's a lot of questions.
But yeah.
I'll start with, go. Yeah.
Get on it.
I feel like I just started going back and forth more yeah. to LA and New York. And I love New York. I just keep thinking about that TikTok, like the ambiance, but
right.
But like honestly, I do love New York. I love the people here. I love the energy. I love that every day is a full adventure, like from start to finish. Like oh, no matter absolutely. What, you will have an adventure. And as I'm getting older, I'm like, am I like sick of this now? I don't. So I do like going to LA because it's more chill. I do feel like nature is really helpful in making me want to go there more. I don't like the people as much. I would say New York.
That was my question. Yeah. I was like, how do you feel about the people, though?
I mean, very superficial, but very kind and generous. And yeah. I notice people are happier. And yeah. I feel like a really huge part of people being nice is if they're happy, including myself.
The sun, the vitamin
so,
D.
Oh my God, yes.
So I do feel like people are definitely nicer. They can be definitely a little more late, which I'm down with now. I can be late. We can all be late then.
I'm always late.
Yeah, you might as well be late.
I'm notoriously late.
You have to be late. And then, yeah, I feel like I don't as far as Minneapolis, I don't really miss Minneapolis, my hometown, anymore, just because I've grown past it so much that when I go back, it's almost like, you know when, like, you go back to your hometown and it feels like not, like, it just feels like a bummer?
Mm-hmm.
It can feel like that, but I do like to go back to see my high school friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can totally, I feel it. I feel the hometown relation. It's just like, I don't know, it's something like, okay, like when you go back, it's kind of like, okay, I moved on from here.
Yeah, I definitely miss my high school friends, and now one of my high school friends moved to LA, which makes me drawn to go there even more.
Yeah.
Her name's Sarah, and she's my best friend, and now I want to go to LA. She's honestly the reason why I go there more, because...
Really?
Like, you know when you just have a connection with someone that you're just like, this is just, like, home? That's how she feels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... Like, we can just, like, be fully, like, ourselves without any, like, we're childhood friends.
Yeah.
So I do miss that. That's another reason why I like to go there. But nature is a huge reason. I think it's more fun to go out in New York and have fun here, though.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I think
you
LA's,
have to go so far in LA from place to place to
place. You, like, lose your drunk.
Yeah. Literally in the Uber. Okay, you're dead. Yeah.
You're, like, sobered up here. You can just be like, okay, this one. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Which one do you like better for work?
Oh, for work. I think New York is more, like, campaigns, more big projects, more.
Right.
But... LA, I am trying to do, like, more celebrity stuff and things that are more with musicians because I feel like that's a strong point for me. So I do think LA benefits me more when it comes to talent. And now that TikTok is such a huge thing, which I kind of cringe at but kind of love, I need to go there.
Yeah, we're leaning
to work with creators because they're all there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And they, honestly, they, like, are generous and, like, most of the time, I feel like the creators are the most generous are the ones that just came up and, like, were on TikTok. And they're all, like, make money and actually are generous and, like, aren't trying to, like, I always get people trying to lowball me. And I feel like that doesn't happen as much.
Oh,
that's amazing.
That is good.
You do, like, a lot of still life and you shoot with models. But have you ever done any film or anything? Because you mentioned TikTok stars. So I'm, like, wondering if they would want like, film.
Video like, stuff?
Yeah, video.
I've dabbled, but I don't really like it. I definitely, I creative direct some videos and, like, people want me to, like, direct them. I can do that, but actual doing video, I don't have the technique mastered. So I hate when I get on a project, I'm like, yeah, I'll do video. And then I'm like, actually, it does not look that great.
Oh my God, I love that ownership. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What is, like, your favorite project that you've ever worked on?
Oh my God. Probably Cosmo, because that was just a huge milestone for me, just being printed.
Huge.
But before pandemic, I did a nylon cover, which was really big for me too. That wasn't printed, but just, I've always loved nylon, and doing a cover was really cool.
Nylon, is such a, like, a, like, really cool indie brand, because I used to go to South by Southwest all the time when I lived in Austin. Nylon threw the best parties, and just the magazine was cool. Everything that showed up was cool. That's, like, an awesome brand.
I mean, it was like my dream. I was like, I will shoot for Nylon. And
then, it's an amazing brand to have in your belt.
Yeah. So, those are probably my favorites. There's always new ones that I'm, like, excited about, but there's certain ones that are definitely milestones. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Amazing.
Yeah. No, it kind of, like, it's a little humbling to, like, kind of talk about hometowns and, like, your work and the same conversation. Cause I, like, think back about, like, when I was a kid and I was, like, flipping through these magazines and was, like, between you and Jasper, like, I, like, if, like, kind of put myself in that position and put you guys in that position, like, I would be flipping through your pictures.
Yeah,
you know?
I used to,
like, that would be the thing.
Oh my gosh, all my walls were collaged with magazines. I used to collage all my walls.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm like, wow, now I actually shoot.
Now maybe
that's
somebody,
amazing.
Maybe somebody has your photos on their collage wall. Like,
yeah. It's,
we all know they're on their Pinterest.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen myself on Pinterest, but I don't really post them. I need to post them on Pinterest.
Yep. Shill them out.
Yeah.
Just, do, like, create a Pinterest channel. And just, like, I know, have I'm a like, big old dump.
Literally.
Your new portfolio.
Savannah, here at OMF, we're all about, like, talking about connections, diving deeper into connections. And now that you're going to be split between two cities, how do you like, or I guess, what do you value most in a friendship? And I guess like a cheesy question, do you believe in the word best friend?
I have started to value different things in friendship now.
Right.
I used to value like connections that I've had for like a long time. Like, oh, this person has been my friend for a long time. Like, we must remain friends, even if there's a bunch of drama. I feel like I'm much different now, where I just value someone that's just like present, there to talk, there to not talk. Like, just someone that's just like solid and not going to cause ripples in my life. That's something that I really like am prioritizing right
someone
now.
Someone that like shows up for you and is self-aware.
Yeah, that actually like cares about me to a point where they're not going to cause issues or be. I want people, like, I love when someone has compassion and like actual like thoughtfulness with how they're moving, even if they're late or even if they're not going to be there or whatever. Like, just being compassionate and like owning your shit is so important in a friendship for me.
That is something that we've kind of briefly touched on but don't talk about enough. Like, you do not have to stay, like, just like a regular, like, toxic relationship, like we talked about, like, Johnny Depp and Andy Heard.
I feel like we have to have, like, a Amber toxic Heard. Count. Like, every time we say the word toxic.
Yeah.
Ding. Yeah. Take a shot.
Literally. Take a shot.
Yeah, but no, like, it really isn't, like, talked about enough. Like, you do not have to maintain these relationships, especially with best friends, because those are the hardest ones to let go of. Like, you don't have to stick around if it's not working out for you.
Yeah, and people are in and out. Like, the best friend I was talking about, like, we weren't friends for 3 years.
Right.
Yeah. But when we came back together, we had both healed and, like, actually worked on ourselves.
Totally.
You grew.
And now we can actually, like, discuss things and not get defensive and angry. And when you're really close with someone, you have to remember that you have to be, like, forgive each other and, like, remember that, you know, people make mistakes, but I really can't stand when someone cannot own up to what they did. It really irks me, because I will be the first person to be like, I'm an idiot. I fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I've had, like, best friends through different, like, eras of time. And, like, the people that I hold closest to me, it's like, I've been my worst self around them. And I'm like, yes, I even owe you money. But I was just in, like, a shitty position in my life. But you created space for me. You love me for who I am. You know that doesn't define me. Oop, shit, drink. You know that doesn't define me, but, like, you are such a self-aware person. I have grown. You have grown. We can talk about these things and just be, or try to be, our best selves.
Yeah.
And show up for each other. And it's amazing.
Yeah, I think someone that grows and, like, learns, from their mistakes.
Yeah.
That's good, So would you say you believe in the titles of, like, best friends?
Yeah, but I believe I have, like, so many different best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, in so many different ways.
So I've never been the person that's, like, I have one best friend. Like,
right.
I have multiple, and I could name them off, but they also change.
Like, they all evolve. Like, if I met one of my best friends now, we would 100% not be best friends.
Yeah, it's just
because we've evolved in different directions, but I value where she's at now. I think she's amazing. She's doing a great thing for her journey. No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not where I am now.
That's,
Yeah, I agree.
I think we can all relate to that
one. Yeah. But it's funny that, like, the best friend term is, like, you have to rank your friends. That just reminds me of MySpace.
Oh, yeah, no, to, like, it goes back to that.
Rank your top eight.
I'm not going to lie. My best friend, Sam, we're still best friends to this day. We only had one top friend. And it was just each other. Oh, and it was just one person.
That's sweet.
Back in the day.
Back in my day.
Literally. my best friend and I, we used to put each other on our MySpace top eight. And we were also our number one top whatever. And I don't know if it was her or me who, like, changed it for the first time.
We recoded.
Oh, God, that is a burn.
Yeah, that was the beginning of the end. I know that it might have been me. I might have been the toxic one, but
was she homeschooled too?
She was kind of, she was homeschooled. Like, we homeschooled at different times.
Okay.
Yeah,
because so. I was, if she wasn't homeschooled, she was in school all day, I could see you at home yeah. recoding yeah. during the day.
Oh, no, no, yeah, that's what it was.
Freaking jealousy.
So she yeah. was homeschooled before I was, and then I was homeschooled, like...
Wait, how the fuck do you meet other homeschooled people?
Okay, so backstory.
Oh, my God. We did sports.
Okay, keep going. Backstory. Our moms met in the military.
Oh, okay.
And so,
oh, my God, interesting.
Yeah.
So, your moms met in the military.
Yeah. Our moms are both in the military. They're both nurses.
Oh,
and, okay. And so she had an older daughter who was best friends with my older sister.
Right.
And then she had a younger daughter who I was best friends with. And then they both had younger sons who were all friends. And so we kind of all, like, grew up together.
Right.
And so it was a really good mesh up there. And we really grew up together. Like, I went to her wedding, like a couple of years back with Graham, and it's, like, it was, like, surreal, like, oh my God, I grew up with you, but yeah, no, we, like, she homeschooled before I did, and then I homeschooled, like, after seventh grade, I started homeschooling, and she was, like, going to school, she's going into high school, like, I was not experiencing, like, any of those, like, social experiences, and yeah, I'm just, like, sitting at home,
right.
talking to a girl, God, where was she? She's like fucking Tennessee. Her name was Allison. And like, I was telling her my deepest, darkest secrets. And so eventually I just like ticked her up to number one. And my best friend.
It's really the
wait,
moment.
Okay, oh, wait, your me. Best friend me. Didn't even live near you?
She lived in Killeen. I lived in San Diego.
Yeah. Mm. Yep, she would still be my number one on MySpace to this day. We still talk on the phone every day.
Wow.
Since we were 13, every day. Yeah, no, multiple times a day.
I don't
that's
really
amazing.
Talk to that girl anymore. We're friends on Facebook, but I don't talk to her anymore.
So that is a best friend, I would say.
Yeah, yeah, that meets the mark. I have best friends, and there's like some that I talk to maybe like once a month. But like when we do talk, it's very deep.
But, yeah. I have some, yeah, but there's two that are like every day.
That's amazing.
That's
and my
great.
Sister I talk to every day.
I love that.
Yeah. Just like very support. That's why probably I'm single though.
No, I definitely feel like I replaced like my best friends with my boyfriends for a long time, like after
yeah.
all of that. But I feel like I had one best friend, which is Veronica. Veronica Luna, you know her.
Oh, Elaine. Yeah.
And she love was her. Just like we all, I always fell back on this girl. And then like Elaine was like the next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this. I've only had like three best friends and you're one of them.
Oh my God. I had this like, I feel like I keep saying fever dream and I don't even know what a fever dream is. But just like, you know, if I was to get engaged, who would I throw in a group chat to be like, it happened?
Yeah.
Like Brandy's in there for sure.
Ow.
But yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I actually didn't know that you and Veronica were, like, best friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I, like, met her separate from meeting you. And I was like, oh, they take pictures together. But I didn't know y'all were best friends. But I love it now that I know it.
Yeah, I was texting her earlier today. Like, love her. Like,
she's moving to Austin.
I know.
I love that for her. Get the fuck out of there.
Go.
Go, bitch, go.
Run. Anyway, enough about us.
Yeah. Back to Savannah.
No, I like to hear
Savannah.
It.
Savannah.
Literally.
Savannah, you, so I don't know you, but in your Instagram profile, you say that you are a mental health advocate. What does that mean to you, and what do you want that to mean to your followers?
I am so, like, I feel like therapy, mental health, recognizing what's actually going on with you is so important. And like, my mom is a therapist, my sister's a therapist.
Oh wow.
So I'm That's just so like cool. surrounded by therapists. I've been in therapy since I was like 5 years old.
Yeah.
So a huge journey in my life is recognizing all the issues I have with my mental health. And like
right.
a lot of like people that I meet have so many like things going on with their mental health and aren't given tools to like advocate for themselves and like do the things they need to do. And like, I just, even like when I shoot someone and like I've shot people that are like crying or going through a mental breakdown and like things like that, and I just always want them to feel safe and like that they can always leave or we can always reschedule, like there's no issues, like mental health is a priority and should come number one. Like, even if you like literally have to cancel because you need to go on your like hot girl walk, like I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, do you put yourself and your mental health burst. And yeah, that's pretty much what I mean by that.
Oh my God, you are so patient and understanding, and that is so rare. I feel like I could see a lot of photographers being like, buck up and
we're doing show this
up.
Today.
Show up.
I think for even for our shoot, we were scheduled a couple times. Yeah. So I was like,
I don't
care.
We're
not feeling it today.
I just feel like people, like, are taught to, in this, like, capitalist society, to put work and, like, the grind over everything. Yeah. But really, it just makes you miserable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just am all about people not being miserable.
Yeah.
And you were so, like, I always remember that. You were so encouraging. And I'm like, I was, like, so insecure on, like, my thighs. And you're like, bitch, no.
I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
Yeah, this is your body, this is your life, this is who you are now, and if you can't put in the work to be happy with yourself now, then what's the point?
Yeah, and you showcase it on your TikTok a lot. I think I even commented once, like, what's your therapist's Venmo?
Because, oh my God, I love my therapist.
Like, that was the greatest advice.
My therapist is so good. She's, like, very down to earth, and I'm very emotional and, like, reactive.
Yeah.
So it's helpful to have someone just like, oh, well, like, can we move past this? Like, do we need to hold on to this? Like, I don't know. I hold on to a lot of emotion and, like, you don't, I just am learning slowly. You don't really need to hold, you can hold on to it for 10 minutes and then release it and then move on. Like, it's just so hard to learn these things, though. It's a daily practice, so.
It's absolutely a practice. And I feel like yoga has helped me with that.
Yeah.
And because, like, I will go to yoga to, like, de-stress or just get out of my head and into my body. But then when you're doing the, like, wind down at the end, all your thoughts come back. And they're like, if the thoughts come back, just send them back out into the universe. Like, let them go again. And consciously just, like, be like, oh, that came back, and let them back out into the world and just focus on your breath again. And it helps.
Yeah, no, I definitely learned a lot about my mental health actual journey, where it started to actually get better from meditation. So exactly that. And, like, I don't really meditate as much anymore, but it was a practice for me during all the pandemic, like, every day for multiple years. I started to do other things now, but yeah, I mean, just sitting with yourself and, like, being like, wow, like, I'm literally miserable, like, I need to work on this.
Like, I am constantly, like, ruminating.
If I'm not distracted, I am hate myself, so we need to work on this.
Yeah,
that's some crazy thing that I learned from COVID. And, like, yeah, the last time I had COVID again in December, and my boyfriend was, you know, dealing with his family, like, his grandmother's issues at the same time, so he was out of state and I was at home alone, stuck at home because I couldn't leave. And I had my sage, I had my Palo Santo, and I'm like, I'm gonna meditate. And I, like, literally laid on the floor of my living room and I started crying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where I've cried is this a lot. Coming from? Like, I just, like, I hadn't had, like, a moment alone, alcohol free, like, boyfriend free.
Sober.
I was just, like, ultimate, like, sober. And I was also like, I'm eating vegan this week because my boyfriend's out of town. And I was just, like, completely, like, clean in my body. And I laid down and just started bawling. Like,
yeah.
No, yeah, it is an emotional insanity. Reaction for sure.
Insanity just to, like, have all of that. But, like, I mean, COVID and, like, you know, like, having this time to yourself and, like, really reflecting on who you are, I feel like a lot of people, like, faced a lot of mental things that they've been dealing with because they had to, like, revert to themselves and, like, be stuck inside.
Totally.
So now that we're kind of, like, a little bit, like, kind of getting over the hump of the pandemic and kind of coming out of
post-pandemic.
It on the
pandemic,
almost on the other end of it. what do you say to someone who's, like, hoping to make more friends at on the other side?
Post-pandemic friends.
I
don't know. Like, that's such a hard question for me because I'm ever since the pandemic, I'm more introverted, so I don't think I'm good at making friends as much anymore. I used to be better at it, number one.
I think, so a lot of people are going to relate to that because a lot of people are like, I used to go out and have fun. And
I finally started getting momentum and going out a lot. Now I feel
it's
myself.
Like a momentum thing.
I mean, I'm an extrovert. Like, I know that about myself. I know that that's just my personality. And actually getting to utilize my personality again is so...
It's trained.
Feels really good. I'm like, wait, is this what it feels like to be an extrovert in real society? Because I am an extrovert. So, but making new friends, I don't know. I feel like I'm constantly trying to move through different friends and, like, make opportunities where I can meet new people. But obviously not everyone's outgoing, but yeah. I don't know. It's really hard to make new
That's
friends.
That's such an extroverted thing to say. I don't know.
Like, I literally don't
like, know. It's like, I'll walk in a room and tell everyone my problems like I did. So I'm just like... Maybe
Dog.
Okay, my
Save.
Advice is everyone go tell everyone your problems.
Yeah, literally just go dump a weird situation on someone.
Yeah, literally be like, will you help me do this?
It might be more relatable than you think.
It literally works.
It works.
It seems like nobody wants to get their asses up and make new friends these days.
Yeah.
Get your ass up and make new friends.
Yeah, I'd say go to the bar.
Yeah. Like, what are you
doing? Bars on bars on bars.
Go to the gym.
Get your fucking ass up.
Get your ass up and go to the bar.
Get your ass up. Wait, Savannah. So on OMF, we often just like hyper focus on people and what they do. Like, you're an amazing photographer, but like, what the fuck does Savannah do for fun?
Photography.
Also photography. Wait. So I googled you and you picked up skiing? You ski?
Did it say that somewhere?
It said you skied in the pandemic.
Oh, I wonder where that was from. I did ski. That's so funny that that's somewhere living on the internet.
It's literally like the third article about you.
That's really random. I wonder what that is.
Friends NYC.
She's about to go Google herself.
Oh my God. Now I remember that interview I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did ski and I still like to ski.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That was her first podcast.
It wasn't a podcast, it was an interview.
Yeah, just that kidding. Was actually the podcast I did.
But it's enough article to get her verified.
What? I know, I need to work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, why aren't you verified? Like, what?
It's because it's
you
such
just need
dumb...
three articles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I linked dumb
I
articles,
help
I think.
You.
I linked, like, my website. I should probably link the articles.
Yeah, you have to link other people writing about you to get verified.
It's not, like, some stuff
okay,
that's not, like, paid.
Now so, I know there is one right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, I did ski. I do like to ski. Actually, my family likes to ski, so they go on, like, trips, and I started actually skiing with them.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
And I skied when I was a kid, because I...
Do you think skiing's fun? That was a question. What do you do
yes,
for fun?
Yes, it's skiing is fun. What else do I do? I like to go out with friends.
Honestly, well, you said you love nature. What about what
oh,
else about nature?
I like to go hiking when I have a chance. I like to go camping.
Oh my God, I love that.
Can we go ski camping?
Yeah,
bitch,
I love
you cannot camp. I know
I
Brandi
love camping.
Ray. She would never.
I actually do go camping and hiking. What else do I like to do?
I do too.
Honestly, I love just being with my dog and my cat.
Oh, your dog is so fucking cute.
My babies.
Your dog is so cute.
But most of my life really revolves around photography, so it's
kind
of
hard. But, I mean, I love that you still, even though it's your work, you still think photography is fun.
Yeah, I fully love it.
I love that.
I mean, you should have heard her laughing in the studio at the office today. I'm like, I want to be there.
I have so much, like, laughter.
Yeah. I love that. I feel like so many people in the world hate their jobs, so that's really refreshing to hear.
Yeah.
But it's still fun.
It
for
can
you.
Frustrate me, but only it's not really my job that's frustrating me. It's more like dealing with other people, but that's also something I'm working on to be like more positive, you know.
That's why she's running away from us.
Yeah, she knows all the therapy formulas. She's working on it.
I'm working on it.
She's accountable for working on it.
I love that for you, though. I love that for me. I literally stalk all your advice because it's so good.
Really?
Yeah. But, Savannah, okay, so looking forward, what upcoming projects are you looking forward to?
I just finished busy season, so I'm finally chilling out right now. Most of my projects I'm looking forward to is editing all the projects I need to edit, which is a million things. And then I'm looking forward to going to L.A. and, like, actually relaxing. I'm going to take like 3 weeks off. So
you have to.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
And I am so like privileged that I can take as much time as I want off, so I'm just gonna do that for once and chill
out. I'm
gonna
come visit. I know, so I just met you. I'm coming to visit.
Yeah, you should. Seriously, please come. So I don't really have any projects, so like,
no, like the second she told me she was going to LA, like, first of all, don't leave me.
Oh yeah, I didn't know you wanted to go there so bad.
Second of all, I'm living on your couch for like a week.
Yeah, come. Yeah. Seriously, we're coming. Like, it'll be really fun. Like, the most fun.
We're planning this.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, LA does sound fun, but like, so what do you think, like, do you think you'll find your dream project out there? What do you think is your dream project?
I don't know what my dream project is. I have to, like, you know, when, like, you've done so much. I just did, like, an underwear campaign and, like, all this cool stuff this last week. So now I'm, like, overwhelmed. And I shot, like, this artist Malibu Mitch, who I love. Like, just some people that I've been wanting to. And now I feel like I'm in a point where I'm, like, okay, time to, like, calibrate, like, manifest.
You know what I love about you? You're so humble with, like, your, like, accomplishments, and you're like, that was so cool, but, like, I don't know what's next, because, like, I'm still high on this. Like, I love that about you.
Yeah, or I'm very, like, a person that's just like, okay, can I, like, relax now?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's time to, like, just, like, enjoy what I've accomplished, but whatever comes next will just appear.
And that's also very self-aware of you, because I feel like we are constantly in this culture of, like, hustle culture.
Yeah, exactly. Capitalism is great.
It doesn't have to be like that. Just fucking chill.
That's their Aquarius. Work. She's like, chill. I'm not connected to anything. I'm not committing to anything. Whatever.
I'm
comes,
like,
my
it's already done. So if we talk about it, it's already happened.
Yep, yep.
Living the now, apparently.
Don't tie me to anything, but I'll be there.
I know, I'm like, I'll be there, but I'll be frantic, but...
Right, right. Wait, Savannah, I have a question for you. So, the photography space is kind of moving towards, like, Web3, the metaverse, NFTs. Like, would you ever... And, like, women are taking over that space. Would you ever sell any of your photography as NFTs?
I could care less about NFTs, and I'm that bitch that's like, I cannot care. But maybe there's one universe where I'm going to live in the next, like, few years where I'm going to be like, okay, this is an NFT.
Yeah.
But right now, I've done no research. I know nothing about it, and I have zero, like, knowledge. I know that my friends are, like, enjoying the NFT thing.
Yeah.
But to me, it low-key feels scammy, so I'm kind
of
like...
A lot of people feel that way.
I'm not sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I definitely feel like I can make money off of it.
You could. You definitely could.
Yeah, but, for sure. Savannah, can I be your first NFT?
Yeah, wait, should we sell the flipping off picture as an NFT? Yeah, yeah. Wait, let's actually do it. Oh, I bet people would buy it.
People would absolutely buy it.
I would buy myself.
Wait, have Graham buy the NFT.
Graham has his own NFT.
Yeah. Wait, he does?
He does. I'll tell you after this.
Okay, okay, now I need the tea.
Gold. But, yeah, I believe in you. We should do it.
Yes. We should.
So, okay. So, every episode we love to dig deep, a little bit deeper with our guests and get to, you know, learn a little bit more about them. And lately, you know, we've been using connection card games. We started off with When We Were Young Deck, and now we have been using the Serena fucking Kerrigan dating cards.
Yeah.
And we would be remiss if we did not mention that your photos are quite literally plastered, like actual plaster.
All,
like,
over the city.
All over downtown New York City.
I love
your photos. So before we dive into
the cards. I love her too, but I don't even know where you do.
What are your feelings on that project?
Okay, number one, I adore her. And when she texted me that she's SFK, I said, who are you? Yeah. And the fact that she moved forward with me as a photographer after that.
Who are you? I'm sorry, who?
Who?
Shut up.
I'm Serena fucking Kerrigan.
She said SFK, Serena fucking Kerrigan. I was like, oh, sorry. So that's a lot. But anyways, she's an Aries. I adore her. Ever since we started the project, like, I now am, like one of those, like, obsessed fans. So now I understand the fandom.
Yeah.
Fully. Wait, so does her IRL, like, personality?
Is she as confident in
and
person?
She is the kindest, like, most appreciative. You feel like you were the only one in the room with her.
Oh my
like,
God, I
that's
love
how
that.
She is. And she's an Aries, so.
Yeah, I love her for that. But yeah, I love that she like is this confidence queen and like convinces other people to like get out of their head.
Her advice is so simple too.
So simple.
And I feel like it's just matter of fact, and it's things are just kind of just a matter of fact.
Like, yeah, mm-hmm. She was like, she's like,
seriously that
she's like she's like taking like if he wanted to he would further, and she's like talk to yourself in the mirror, like she's be a bad your bitch. Best friend.
Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful to be like near her. Like yeah. She has goals and she's hot,
amazing, and I mean, love that she's Latina and speaks Spanish.
Oh yeah, I almost forget. Yeah, wait, she what? Is. Yeah.
Her mom's from Argentina.
What? I didn't know this.
Yeah, I noticed that too. But yeah, she's
it is
perfect.
Like the ultimate like collaboration with the two of you, and like yeah. Just like really like fucking empowerment.
Yeah,
like,
wait, she did the photos with you that had like the play blocks.
Yeah, we were. It was so funny on set because like me and her are both like really like laugh people that like to laugh and like enjoy our time. So set was just like full of like laughter and like everyone just like. Actually enjoying their time. I hate when people on set are sticklers because I can't stand it. I'm like, let's have fun, let's enjoy ourselves, what's the point?
Yeah it should be loose and energetic.
Like if you don't like the lighting, we'll change it, let's not get mad.
Right Fuck that. Like,
that's how she is. Fun. Or and she had like a American Girl doll. She was like sexualizing on like
I love that.
No, you should sexualize American Girl. I can't remember the name.
I remember the next day, like, after you had shot it, you, like, were pulling up all the pictures in the office, and I'm like, excuse me, what? Like, what is going on?
I love her.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love that someone has nice things to say about her, because, like, I have followed her on Instagram for a while, or ever since I moved to New York, so I was like, this bitch is rad, and she's just, like, genuine. But it's nice to hear that she's like that in real life.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I didn't even, like, really know who she was because I wasn't familiar. So I was kind of, like, going into it without any opinion.
That's the best.
No, the funniest thing is Ellen sent me one of her TikToks. And she's like, whenever you break up with a guy, like, post your picture all over his neighborhood.
Her TikTok about it.
And then you posted it on your Instagram. I'm like, wait a minute. Those are fucking Savannah's photos.
Yeah. Oh my God. They're everywhere.
Yeah, I love. I haven't seen it. I haven't gone to Cosmo. I just never went.
Yeah. So I need to be. How does that feel just to like know that they're all out there? Like
they're literally all over the West Village.
I have like an issue with like
for people who are not in New York. Okay, like they are literally on the walls of the sidewalk, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I haven't gone and seen them.
Everywhere there's construction, it's literally on all those walls.
Okay, well, gotta go.
Yeah, that's your homework tomorrow.
Literally. I do this thing where I'm like, okay, great. Like, yeah. Okay. Love that.
Fine. You're chill. I like the chill.
I'm like, I have other stuff to do. I just want to, like, lay down.
I mean, I love a horizontal moment.
I can go to the West Village and take pictures of it. Or I can just use Serena's and know that they're there.
Yeah.
In my...
Yeah. That's such a good point.
Also, I'm not gonna fangirl about Serena anymore, but I love that
she will love it.
She's Serena and her mom's Lily, just like Gossip Girl.
Oh wow, I didn't even make this.
I don't even know these facts.
Yeah, I know too much. Good God, let's draw some cards. Okay.
So how many do I draw?
Just two.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just read some questions.
One at a time,
we'll round robin.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. Oh God. Fill in the blanks. I tend to date people who
are... Oh, we already did this one.
Wait, okay.
We can go to Jasper.
Please, because I don't date anyone, so...
Okay.
Oh, I got this one.
The rules.
I got the rules. Oh, I got the rules again.
How?
How many? You gotta take out all
the
jokers.
What is the universe, like, telling me?
Okay. Follow the rules, Savannah.
What's your go-to song on your sex playlist?
Sex playlist.
I don't have a sex playlist, but I remember in college, me and my guy dated in college, and it was the Black Keys.
Okay. Mine is Wicked Game by the Weeknd.
Okay, good one. That's a good one.
Why do y'all have sex playlists? Like, am I?
I don't, but
my ex was like a fiend. Like, he had like a whole energy vibe.
I wish I had that, but no, I I did pole dancing classes for a moment to just, like, get out of my head and into my body.
Excuse
and that
me?
Was my song.
Excuse me.
Yeah, we should all do a class.
Yes.
Oh my God, okay. I would. Yeah.
I always joke to Graham, like, I want a fucking pole just for the exercise.
I used to have a pole in my old house.
No way.
My parents were even cool with it because they're like,
it's great. Your abs exercise. Look good. Yeah. I want, okay.
But well, they knew I wasn't a stripper. But they also, that. If I was, they probably wouldn't care because they'd be like, you're paying for shit.
But I do know that I lost my virginity. Mom, please turn this off. I know.
Hope, this is your moment to tap out.
Please turn this off right now.
There's one moment.
Skip 15 seconds.
I know you're listening, Mom. Turn this off. But, no, like, I know that I never had a playlist. I don't think I've ever dated a guy that had a playlist because it was always only over their own music. But,
ew.
I know, so disgusting.
That's narcissistic.
That I lost my virginity, and I'll never fucking forget this.
What?
To Dexter. Like okay. The murder the show. The murder show.
That is
show.
Not a that is
well,
not a
I
sex
lost
song.
Mine blacked out, so I'm just kidding.
Oh my God!
Just kidding, we're still friends.
Just kidding! It was consensual.
So whatever the Dexter like soundtrack.
It could have been
is.
Dexter in the background.
Oh my God, I'm gonna throw one of my friends under the bus. Brandy, you would love this. She had sex with a guy in the car. To Panic at the Disco. She's only like
okay, that's
blah
hot.
Blah 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 blah.
That is hot. You know the one that they sing. Oh fuck. Is it still me?
Yeah,
it's
that song.
Yeah, that's a good one. To, yeah.
She's not I'm lying like, unless
I'm
whatever.
I'm gonna have to make a playlist
all my life,
now.
I have ever since I heard that song for the first time.
Yeah.
I have always wanted to have sex with that song, and I never have to this day. I'm gonna go home.
Well,
with that
come on,
plan.
Bring
well,
it home, make it happen.
Yeah. Summer
like,
2022. Okay, one more card.
Graham's
Samantha.
Like, you're drunk. Go to bed.
What's the most sex you've had in a day?
Oh.
When you asked that question, did one person sneak into your head?
Yes, my first boyfriend. Probably like 12. I don't even know. It's unimaginable how many.
Yeah,
times.
Mine is like 10, 11. Maybe.
Yeah, like a lot.
Yeah,
like. But that was when I was like, wait, my boy, yeah, no, it's happened a lot, maybe like 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine, definitely double digits. But
yeah, definitely probably, double digits. I don't know exactly how much, though.
Yeah, I think mine was double digits. It was like a weekend, and I had totaled it out to like over 20.
Okay, for a weekend. We're talking about a day, bitch.
No, but because
no,
it was
we can't
a weekend, because it was a weekend, it had to have been like cut down the middle.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a boyfriend. I don't think we'd ever like put a title on.
No, of course. No labels. Course.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No labels. We've just been dating for 2 years.
No labels. I just flew out.
That's how the boyfriend with
Are
the Black
going,
Keys
you
song.
Know who it is?
No.
Oh shit. Like,
the boyfriend with the Black Keys song. We dated for years, but never a label. Yep. Love really? That long,
yeah, no.
3 year long relationship.
All
but
I will
no title.
Say was I was in Nashville at the time.
So you did hints. Fly out. You
I
didn't
did
drive. You did not drive, bitch. You called yourself out. I didn't say shit.
Oh my God.
Anyway. Social challenge.
I'm still recovering.
Brittany's dying.
Okay, so.
Every week we leave our listeners with a social challenge. And Savannah, what do you suggest our listeners do to get more connected aside from making a sex playlist?
I think everyone should go to a bar, but you have to actually make friends with one person. Like, not just like, hey, like, actually.
What solidifies the relationship? Like, exchanging contact information?
Contact. Yeah. Insta.
Insta.
Oh, yeah.
But it can't be, like, a lover, like, sex situation. Like, a friend.
Yeah. It's got to be completely platonic. Savannah, have you ever been to Rudy's?
No, but are we going to go?
Yeah. It's okay. So, this Brandy and I make 7 new friends every time we go.
Okay, I want to go. I need friends.
It's a cash bar.
They serve, is it near here?
Yeah, it's like a block away.
Okay,
they have,
we're going.
You get free hot dogs with every cocktail.
God, a hot dog?
Wait, what?
But the crowd is so random and it's so fun. But Brandy and I...
That just makes me think of I want a hot dog right now. So wait, I could go for a hot dog.
Your
right
mouth
now.
Is watering.
I want a hot dog real bad.
Real bad.
What is that from? Isn't that like Jennifer Coolidge?
Yeah.
Makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Wait, have you guys seen that girl on TikTok that does all the mouth acting so good?
Oh, yeah.
No, I love her with the Drew Barrymore.
Yes!
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and the Keira Knightley.
The way that Drew talks is just so specific. So good. And same with Keira Knightley.
Yeah, no,
so
good. I'm not an impersonator.
I can't even do an accent. Like, I can't even do a British accent.
I literally cannot speak on Zoom. So, yeah, it's fine.
I can't even talk.
No, yeah. Like, I have, like, a legitimate problem. If I speak for too long, I start coughing. Like, you're like, I'm not even kidding.
I can't.
I know.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's fair.
Anyway, that's great. That's a good one.
Oh, my God. And Keira Knightley and then Johnny Depp, it all circles together.
Yeah.
Full circle. And you know what? We're going to fulfill that social challenge tonight with you later.
I want to. I'm really into this idea.
You've been fucking amazing.
Yes, thank you, Savannah.
Thank you. Savannah fucking Rudy, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on the show. Always a good time. And you guys can follow her on Instagram at Savannah Rudy.
That's R-U-E-D-Y.
Yes. And there's an extra R in there.
Is that your middle name?
Yes, and sadly, some random person somehow took my name. So if you listen to this right now, please give me my name.
Wait, have you ever DM'd them to be like, can I buy this
username? Yeah, because no one else has my name. I'm annoyed. It's just like this blank account. But
okay, well, we won.
We won our one mutual friend.
We DM them and offered them money.
Yeah, like this actually happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to it if I get that name.
So I wish you the best of success.
Yeah, so on that note, you can follow us on social media at One Mutual Friend.
On Instagram, our DMs are always open and popping off. Please submit, like, literally any questions to our DMs. We will populate them.
Yeah, and you can nominate a guest on our website, onemutualfriend.com. And don't forget to leave us a review and share this podcast with a friend.
All your friends.
All of them. Leave a fucking review.
Woo! Until then, guys.